legendary souls. My name is Joff, and I'm one of the many New Earth leaders. A special time is here now. It's a special time. It really is. You know, if you're coming into the summer months, the energy is pumping. It's been a fairly cold winter in the respect of a lot of negative energy has surfaced and allowed to kind of be let go of. And in summer, in these summer months, these warmer months, that sun is just beaming, and any sort of residue of negative energy is just getting flicked. It's getting the flick, 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 super flick. See you later, negative energy, because we're not necessarily fans of it anymore. We once were like, I don't know, we were in harmony with it, weren't we, as a collective? And that's the thing, is as times moved forward, people have really started to raise in vibration and frequency and being like, oh, that's not necessarily as attractive as it once was. You know, I honestly could never necessarily understand it. I don't know, I just couldn't understand it. But at the same time, it had its place. It was negative energy was just doing its magic to allow people to stand up to it and to bring out the best in people, to stand up to it and to be their best versions, you know. So and that's why I will continue to express as well. If it's negative energy or experience, you know, feel free to stand up to it, to let it go, to set boundaries with it, and to. You know, in the letting go comes letting in. You know, that's the beautiful part about this experience. You know, through the letting go, you're able to let in new energy, beautiful, more high vibrational energy that is in alignment with you. It's actually quite glorious. Yeah, and that's the message of this one, is to really, you know, feel into this time right now. You know, and even if you are coming into the colder months, you've just come off the back of a whole bunch of warmth and expansion over the summer, which is glorious. And now in this winter, I just tune into the fact that it's, you know, there's going to be a little bit of negative energy around. That's all right. Just get some sun, get outside. I feel like that's one of the biggest hacks of this experience, is to really condition yourself to the outdoors, to the natural environment, the natural temperature of your actual experience. Because if you do that, you're not going to get sick, you're not going to have any sort of energy imbalance, because you're in tune with the outside frequency. You're not relying on air conditioner, you're not relying on the heater, you know what I mean? You're relying on your own warmth and your own chill. And that's the one of the keys of this experience, is conditioning yourself, you know. It's coming from strength and conditioning coach Joff. Condition yourself with your environment and you will be free of any sort of distortion. Yeah. So embrace this beautiful moment for what it is. It's an ability to create from a click of a finger. The age of Aquarius is here and now. We're so powerful. It's insane. It's insane. And they know this, the powers that were, they know this. They've been using it against ourselves. They've been using us against us. So it's time for us to step into our power and to create the reality that we want. And that's why I feel again, in this message here, let's take another little moment. Feel into what you want in your experience. And it's not selfish. It's not, you know, it's your leading by example. And that's the thing right now, as the wind just picks up. I'm out in a beautiful space in nature. What a gift. What a gift. As the wind picks up, we lead by example. The legends of the new earth, they're not only going to create for themselves, they will naturally overflow for the other legends out there. That's just how it is these days. That's what it's always been like, you know. And again, we're more and more people are raising in frequency and they're attracted to the positive energy. The positive energy is actually, it's fun. It can be fun. You know, negative energy is like, oh, negative energy is just fun though. You know, it does crazy shit. But it's like, no. Positive energy is fun as shit. What are you talking about? Positive energy is an adventurer. It goes, explores, does crazy shit as well in a good way. and creates some epically crazy stuff, not only for themselves, it'll naturally overflow for everyone. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Love positive energy. And that's it anyway. We're talking about breathing for a couple of seconds. Let's go 30 seconds, having a feel into what you would like to create in your reality, which will most likely overflow for others. Have a feel. It's a beautiful time, isn't it? It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to focus on some, you know, focus your attention on the present moment. And if you want to look at the future, focus on what you'd like to manifest instead of, like, a lot of the time they've had us programmed into worrying about what's to come and worrying about what's happened. Whereas, you know, learning about what's happened and using it as an actual tool to evolve and to grow and to upgrade your experience is what it's all about. And then learning how to let go is another part of that. However, you know, everyone's on their own journey with that. And you can check out some other podcasts and stuff about letting go, because, you know, the power of letting go, you let go of something and something else comes in. And that's the beautiful part of it, is when you actually learn the lesson of what happened in that experience, you can, over time, rewire it to be gratitude. Because it's brought out your best version. It's brought out your whatever you've had to do. But that's the thing, is with some of the past experiences, you've got to take the proper time to heal. It is what it is. Because if you don't take the proper time to heal, you will bleed essentially all over. Your energy will bleed all onto others. And that's not very cool. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it is what it is. But it's about learning that, you know, and really... anyway, we've gone a bit off topic here. I've just... Give a bit of love for the legends that are still learning to let go, and then focusing the energy on what's to come in the respect of, you know, if you're ever looking ahead, feel into what you want to create before it's even happened. Feel into it. Stop, pause, breathe, feel into it. Allow it to take place. Allow it to take place. Be present. Be in the moment. Realize that, you know, when you're bringing in the new earth energy, the new earth frequency, you're doing it. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, go you. But it's the universe flowing through you. It's letting go of the identity. You're essentially playing your role in the shifting consciousness. So feel into what wants to come through you. And don't tell others and be like, oh, you know, I want to do this. And then others will be like, no, man, that seems crazy. Just go and do it. Or tell people that are going to lift you up, that are going to be positive about it, that are going to empower that decision. Or that thought, whatever. We're a big team. Unity consciousness is here and now. The earth is going through a massive shift in consciousness, massive upgrade. The back end of this year is going to be glorious. Absolutely glorious. Very grateful for what's to come. If you enjoyed this message, feel free to share it with someone you feel it can benefit. I reckon that'll do this one. I'm feeling it. Feeling it. Let it be. Enjoy your beautiful day. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.